Come on. Anyway, this fine speaker is returning to Your Story stage after, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. I know we missed her. Sarah Schieber.
It's the last dance. We all slow down to a pause, a little out of sorts, as the first notes of a slow and wistful melody drift from speakers that had pumped out serious dance beats moments before. A sort of exasperated sigh escapes the groomsman to my right as he heads for a nearby table in protest. And my friend rolls her eyes as she joins hands with her new husband and explains, "It's usually a slow song, you guys." So, I suddenly found myself caught in a collision of limbs and an affirmatively delivered exclamation of "Let's dance!" that I did not see coming. Now, I had been dancing near this guy for a measurable portion of the evening, absolutely completely too shy to even think about making eye contact the whole time. Not at all. So was I happy / pleased about this unexpected turn of events? Totally. Was I also a little bit completely terrified? You bet. So in the space of what was probably the longest 2 seconds in the world, I managed to remember his hand is supposed to go on my waist, not the other way around. And my feet are supposed to be moving in some sort of rhythm, so I get them kind of going back and forth. Convinced that any moments of silence would be the actual end of the world, I comment to his chin, "I don't recognize this song." After trying to remember the title, he gives up and simply asks, "It's romantic, no?" What was probably the longest half second in the world followed and went something like this in my head. "Oh God, wait, what did he say? I think he said romantic. Are my feet still moving? Yes, okay, cool. Oh crap, it's been too long, I have to say something. I'm gonna try to make eye contact. Whoops, went too far, landed on the ceiling. It's really been too long, I need to say something now." And I hear my voice exclaim, "I've never heard it before." Nailed it. So here's the thing. I'm not great at romance. I can talk about composers, poets, or authors who worked in the romantic era. But when it comes to romantic situations, more often than not, I just feel woefully out of depth. It doesn't seem to matter quite what I do when even a hint at the hypothetical, though improbable, possibility of anything remotely romantic casts a shadow around the corner. I have a knack for performing the social equivalent of slipping on a banana peel. Making a conscious effort to be nonchalant or charming has been a sort of subconscious go-to response for me in the past, in an attempt to jump beyond the reach of the cartoonish hunter's net my nervous awkwardness is just itching to throw over my head. But I've been thinking about it lately, and I'm not convinced that conscious charm is really any better than going face down in a pile of banana peels in the first place. How far off is making a conscious effort to be charming from a kid crossing her fingers behind her back while telling a white lie to get out of trouble for knocking over a lamp? By pulling the guise of however I feel I'm supposed to act, all I've really done is disengage. And how much is there to be gained from more or less faking your way through it? What do you learn from that? At the end of the day, the lamp still fell on the floor, so more than anything, I feel like I'm not being myself, or not trusting me to be kind of awkward me. So I was alone with a friend a couple months ago when he confronted me in disbelief about my previous assertion that I only had friendship-centric feelings regarding him. I had incorrectly believed him to be dating someone else at the time, so the necessity of the assertion kind of took us both a little bit by surprise. And we had ironed all that out, or so I thought. There he stood in utter bemusement at the fact that I continued to maintain I only wanted to be friends with him. His assertion, the activities we did together just seemed to be so romantic in nature. I hate to admit it, but beneath that pressure, there was a moment when it was tempting to just question the veracity of my instincts, the involuntary transformation of whatever regular bad self I've got going on that day into a somewhat mumbly and awkward little thing is not the most exciting thing in the world to embrace. But for now, at least, it's part of what's going on with who I am. And I'd rather feel like I'm walking on two left feet than allow myself to get swept up in the momentum of something that I know doesn't feel right. I might not be the most talented when it comes to gracefully navigating my way through romantic situations, but it is up to me to determine the nature of my feelings. It's not up to someone else to explain when romance has found me. So maybe I am always going to freak out, at least a little bit, when an attractive man asks me to dance while a romantic song is playing amidst romantic mood lighting at the end of a day celebrating the very best of love. But even though a minefield of banana peels is waiting right outside my front door, I know it's there. I don't want to just sit at home crossing my fingers hoping that it'll all somehow be figured out for me.
Thank you, Sarah. Man, I feel like, I mean, what better position is there being, can you be in romantically than trying to convince and argue with someone that, yes, what you did was romantic? That always seems to work for me. Come on. It's a great